Anne, that's because he's loathsome, not unlike other men in similar positions of petty power. But we're not here to reform Taglio, Sleepy. We're here to find out how to release the captured, and to torment our enemies when doing that doesn't jeopardize our primary mission. And we did a great job of that today. The Radisha was crushed by our messages. Sarah told me what she had discovered. Then I told her about my own small triumph. I got into the restricted stacks today, and I found what I think might be the original of one of the annals we've got hidden in the palace. It's in terrible shape, but it's all there and it's still readable. And there may be more volumes. I only got through part of the restricted stack before I had to go help Baladitya find his slippers so his grandson could lead him home. I had the book right there on the table. I patted it proudly. Sarah asked, "Won't it be missed?" "I hope not." I replaced it with one of the moldy discards I've been saving. Sarah squeezed my hand. "Good, good. Things have gone well lately. Tobo, will you find Goblin? I have an idea to run past him." I said, "I'll see how our guests are doing. Somebody might be ready to whisper confidences in my ear." But only Swan wanted my ear, and he did not have confidences in mind. In his way, he was as incorrigible as One Eye. Yet he had a style that did not offend me. I do not think Swan had an evil bone in him. Like so many people, he was a victim of circumstance, struggling to keep his head up in the turbulence of the river of events. Uncle Doge was displeased with his circumstances, even though he was not a prisoner. "We can certainly get along without that book," I told him. "I doubt that I could read it anyway. Mostly I want to make sure it doesn't get back to the deceivers. What we really need is your knowledge." Doge was a stubborn old man. He was not yet ready to make deals or to look for allies. Before I left, I asked, "Will it all die with you? Will you be the last Nuang Bo to follow the path? Tai Day can't if he's buried under the glittering plain." I winked. I understood Doge better than he thought. His problem was not a conflict with his morality. It was a matter of control. He wanted to do everything his way, no strings. He would come around if I kept reminding him of his morality and his lack of a son or an apprentice. Nuang Bo are famous for their stubbornness, but even they will not sacrifice all their hopes and dreams rather than adjust. I visited Narayan just long enough to offer a reminder that our interest did not lie in harming him. But the other reason we had for keeping the Daughter of Night healthy was our hope of his cooperation.
"You can be stubborn for a while yet. We have several tasks to wrap up before you become our main interest, and we concentrate on murdering your dreams."
That was my whole focus with each of our prisoners. Make them put their hopes and dreams on the line. Maybe I could weasel my way into history as famous or infamous as Soulcatcher and Widowmaker, as Storm Shadow and Long Shadow, remembered forever as the Dream Killer. I had a vision of myself drifting through the night like Mergen, disembodied but dragging along.